ISDA receives confirmation of highly pathogenic avian influenza in Idaho. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Upon receiving that news, I called ISDA spokesperson Chanel Tewalt.
ISDA and USDA APHIS received confirmation of two detections of avian influenza in flocks in Idaho. These are small flocks, say backyard size, and we are working in consult with the federal officials to respond to each detection. This virus is really serious, and we have to respond quickly, and you will see a coordinated effort among state officials, federal officials, fish and game in Idaho as well, to respond as quickly as possible to each detection. That's why you will see a response, including depopulation of affected flocks and ongoing monitoring around affected flocks as well.
Depopulation, highly contagious, sounds like something we've heard about COVID.
Well, you know, avian influenza has been something that's affected other states in the past. And in the past, Idaho lucked out and we weren't affected, but it's certainly something we have been preparing for. And what we've seen this year is quick movement of the virus. Big poultry producing states have been hard hit. And so we have been making plans as much as possible and been preparing for this. And we would urge anyone who owns birds to do as much as they can on the biosecurity side. Limit who comes to the farm. Limit your birds' interaction as much as possible with wild birds.
And do everything you can to protect your own farm. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.